Ravina Amar. The Raisa Mifshit Pshita Leida Achla, Midrabanan Hu Dishal Achla. It says that this exchange between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir and ben Bagbag was an exchange. They weren't talking about the Deraisa. They're talking about whether we should be Chayshesh for Simcha. Vachi Shal Achla. Shemati Alecha Shatayim Arusa Bas Yisrael Echelas Bichum Avalai Chayshesh Lachim. Shalach Lai Vata Yemir Kein Lachsani Bocha Shata Bochi Bechadri Taira. Lidish B'Kav HaChayim Riyata Yedaya. So this is the way the Kav HaChayim went. Slight variation of the Kav HaChayim. Umashiv Chakanan Shein Biyasa Machi Lasa Bitruma. Kaspa Machi Lasa Bitruma V'Loi Chayshin on the Simpon. Waiting those words. Kav HaChayim is. The Baishiv Chakanan is. When Achayshish V'Simpon. Even though she has the Chumrah. That Ein Biyasa Machi Lasa. And yet, we're not ma'achmit to be chayshish l'simple. And zu, a woman who's more kal, shebiyasa ma'achilasa b'truma. And he did, shekas mechaz b'truma lai nechash l'simple. So in Svara, we should not be chayshish l'simple. Ava ma'esa, shari yomru chachamim, arusa bas Yisrael, ein echelas b'truma, che yikaris l'chopa mishum de'ula. So he argued that we should not be chayshish b'simple. And the only reason she can't eat is because of Ula, because of Chayshish, that she'll share it with her, with the Bnei Bayis. Uben Bagbag, Sintpun Bavadim Leslai. Ben Bagbag holds that we're not worried about Sintpun Bavadim, we'll see why in a minute, but by Isha, we are Chayshish for Sintpun. Right, the Chayshah Sintpun, there are a couple of Ha'aris. that need to be clear. What is simple? Well, chayshish on this woman that maybe she has a mum and he doesn't know about it, and then when the nesuin will come, he'll find out about it. It'll come out into mekachtos. So it came out she ate truma shaloi kedin. So that's all the chayshish for, to prevent her from eating truma. So the first thing is, the whole Chashash Simpon is a very big chiddush. Rive marriages doesn't happen afterwards that you find the woman, it becomes a mekachtos. As a matter of fact, I never even heard once of such a... I'm sure it could happen, but it's not a dover ashchiach at all, that a person gets married and the whole Simpon. Alright, so Chazal were machmir by Truma, they were machmir to be chayshish for Simpon. We just had the other day in Taisvis that if a man is bayal and a shesish was a ketana, we give him misa. We give him misa. We go bas arrived that she's not an alienist. When they were nachayshish l'simpon, we don't say, well, maybe she'll turn out to be an alienist. And if she'll be an alienist, then he didn't deserve misa, because then it was a mekatos, a whole marriage, and she's not an shesish. It seems a little strange that by nefashis, when it came to giving misa, we said, we'll give misa, we rely on Rav, she's not an alienist, and the marriage is a good marriage, and she's an ish decision, we're going to give misa. So by there, we relied on Rav, and we're giving misa. And here, by truma, we're saying, well, for the chashash of, that it might be a mekartos, you shouldn't eat truma, so we're not giving, she can't eat truma. It's a very strange, the comparison is a little, it's funny, for eating truma was so chayshish that maybe there'll be a mekartos, and for giving for misa, we're not chayshish, it'll be a mekartos. So I guess you have to answer that elanis is less shchiach than simpan. So elanis they weren't chayshish for, and these kinds of women they were chayshish for. That's such a satisfying terrace. It may be that Simpon is a little more chashiach than Eilin is, but it doesn't sound like either one. There's a statistic great difference between, you know, so it's one's 2% and one's 1%. So that the whole
Simpon probably also includes
Eilin. It probably includes Eilin. Okay. How much more is it? I'm not sure. I don't.
They check up on all
before the suing. Yeah, but Ellen is not. She's Ketana. It's not Shaya.
Right, so
that's
why we might be
that Mashiach. Yeah, I mean, that's why I said you have to say that Ellen is just Chash Ellen is alone, because she's Nesor already there. And here it's a Chash of Simpine, of other Simpine. That's what you have to say, but it's not such a satisfying teretz. Furthermore, if somebody is mizana with an arusa, he also gets misa. Why aren't we chayshisht on the arusa that maybe there'll be simpain and his whole marriage, her whole marriage will be batal? So it's a funny thing that by truma, they were chayshish as oivait for simpain, for something that's bechlal, not a dover hashkiach. All right, so chazal lo machmir. When it came to nefashis, it seems that they were not so machmir. So somebody have a dera, a mahalach, something to explain why by truma. I understand eating truma is a pretty bad thing, but killing somebody who's not supposed to get meat is also pretty pretty serious.
What would be a shorty?
She eats truma, and then later on it comes out as a mekach tolas.
Oh, why not? She eats truma.
Yes.
So... it's not that she did anything. We tell them not to eat truma because,
because maybe
they're
all
good. Don't eat truma.
Right.
But over here, he did something. So something that he did that he shouldn't have done, he would give a punishment. But the truma, it's not that you're punishing him.
Right. It could be, I don't know if this is what you mean. It could be, I don't know. We're looking, what?
By when he's violent and arusa, he's always doing something wrong.
And still by truma we stop her. By truma we say you can't eat because maybe you'll end up being a mekatos. By misa we say we give misa anyway.
You shouldn't have done it anyway.
But even if somebody doesn't deserve misa for, it's an interesting thing. Even something he doesn't deserve misa for.
Coming to ask whether to allow one spouse to eat truma.
All right, it's a little similar to what they were saying. It could be this is the chiluk. Tell me if it's satisfying. By someone who's bayal and arusa or bayal ktana, it's a mitzvah to give a misa. It's a mitzvah d'arasa to give a misa. So Rabbanan didn't come and make chashashes. The Torah says you go basarai. So Rabbanan didn't come and make chashashes to be mafkia this mitzvah to give a misa. By eating truma, you should not mechuyev to eat truma. So Chazal said, don't eat truma. So he said, don't eat truma. They weren't mafkia mitzvah. They just were chayshish, kol zman yer naru, said, wait, don't eat truma yet. So maybe that's a chilek. Not so satisfying because usually by nefashis, v'tzilai ha'eda, we try, by the nefashis, we always try to protect people the most. If there's nothing to talk about, then we have a rive that says she can eat truma, so why is there something to talk about?
Because, like we said before, she doesn't have to eat truma. We can, tell her, just don't take
it. And by misa, we don't have a choice. We can't push off the misa to wait to see. All right. It's a satisfying teretz. It's the only teretz I know. I don't know another teretz. So, what? What? That simpan is only a continuation of. Yeah, according to the Tzad and Taisvis, that Chazal wouldn't have been chayshish for simpan. Once they were guys at Ula, they added simpan, so then it's very good. It's chash rachik. We wouldn't be chayshish. Once they were guys at Ula, they were chayshish simpan. That's only an explanation of the one who holds a Ula. The other man, Yamal, is only a simpan. You still have the same problem.
Well, in the study,
he's saying that that's totally goof in the machlaikas. That's for sure. But even in the Rabbeinu Moshe Pshat, I understood different than you. I'll have to look at it afterwards. I think he's being tailored in the Machlokes and Ksuvos. He's being tailored in the Machlokes and Ksuvos. Okay. At any rate, that's one kasha. That's one problem. Second kasha
On Simpain, I found in the Ayelus HaShachar of Steinman Sefer. Steinman asks, what's this gezeira of Simpain? Is it a gezeira with a light plug? Or is it a chash? It's not they made a gezeira on Arusa because of Simpain. Well, they just said, they gave her advice. They were chayshish, and they gave her very strong advice, but it's chash. What's a nafkamina? If it's a gzeira, then there's a light plug. If it's a gzeira, then light plug. Then it's an absolute gzeira. If it's a chash, then if you have a svara, you can take off the chash. He says, since the Gemara later will say that kibble, that if the husband is maris a woman, kibble masav alach, if he's mekabel on himself, that I'll be married to you even if they are simple. The Gemara says kibble, she can eat truma. Since the Gemara says that, it's a raya, it's not a gezeira with a light plug. If a gezeira light plug, it wouldn't help kibble. Vaistais, it's a chashash. And as we tell this woman, we're not making gezeiras on you, but you have to be chayshish for simpon, so don't eat truma. But if you find a reason to make an exception, you can make an exception like kibble.
But that part is there.
Right?
It could be.
Usually there's an exception. We understand. I once spoke about that. By older rabbanim, if you find one exception, it's a simin that the gezeira is made. Then if you find other exceptions, you could also. It's like a klal in the rabbanim. It's not a light plug. You can call it a gezeira. You can call it. There's no such thing as only one. If rabbanim made an gezeira, it means that if the rabbanim made a gezeira where the reason doesn't apply, where the reason applies, not where it doesn't. Either they made absolute gezeira or a light plug, or if there's a plug, then there's a plug. At any rate, Steinman's kasha is, why can't she eat truma? Because for chayshish v'simpon, if she knows that she doesn't have a mum, she knows if she has a mum or not. Eating truma is not a maisa bezdin. Eating truma is something the person does in his house. So you're telling her, giving her advice, listen, don't eat truma in your house, because maybe you have a mum, and when your husband finds out, it's going to be a mekach to us, and mele, don't eat truma. But she knows if she has a mum. If she doesn't have to tell us anything, we could tell her advice, and she'll go home. If she knows she has no mum, why can't she eat truma? Which will probably be ruba de ruba of cases. The woman knows she has no mum, so why can't she go home and eat truma? We're not telling her don't eat, we're just telling the husband don't give it to her. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like you have Ula, which is an Isser, and Simpon, which is an Isser. Okay, again, it's not a satisfying terrace. What should I tell you? How's she going to get to it? She buys Tevel and she separates Truma. Maybe you'll say that she has something wrong with her, which she thinks is not a mum, and really it is a mum. Now, really, the Mishnah says later that a mum is only a mum that passes b'kahuna. A mum is not a mum if it's something that wouldn't pass a kayin. It has to be mum she b'kahuna. So it seems that the Mishnah nun. Kol mumin, a place for bakuna, a place for binash. So, it sounds like there's a very definitive list. Right, unless the answer is that they didn't teach her in Beis Yaakov all the psul mumin, a place for bakuna. She was going to say, she doesn't know all the mumin, a place for bakuna. Do you guys know the mumin, a place for bakuna? Huh? You know the mumin, a place for bakuna? I must have a long nose, you know, right? But so maybe that's the pshat. She'll think it's not a mum, but that'll be a good pshat. She thinks it's not a mum. She doesn't know which mum is possible. So we're going to trust her. She'll think it's not a mum, and really it is a mum. And
why would you say?
So maybe that's the answer.
Why would she have a mum? She doesn't even know about it. It's a mum. It's not apparent yet.
She has a mum and she doesn't know about it. That's not a mum. A mum is not. What? So then why does it help Nisua? Nisua shouldn't be allowed to eat either. The mum which after Nisua will become clear to the husband, it's obviously an external mum. Right?
One of the women the Ritva says is if she's crazy. She's occasionally not insane. So that Shimstam doesn't know, right? In the insane asylum, everyone's normal. So anyway, this is the second... Alright, the third and the last of the three big kashas on Simplon is Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Kivega's kasha is not so much on the case of Simplon, it's on the Gemara's comparison. He says, maybe we're chayshish for Simplon because she doesn't have a cheskes kasha, she doesn't have a cheskes kashrus or cheskes shleimus, because it could be she was born with a mum. So it could be that we're only chayshish for Simplon because there's no chazak on her side. So how could the Gemara compare this to Avadim, which we're going to learn in a minute? We talk about Ganiv and Kibis Yustus and Lista Mizuyin and Nichtav Lamalchus. All of those types of Simpon, she has a Chazaka de Meikara that she started off, nobody's born a Lista Mizuyin. She started off, or the Evet started off not a Lista Mizuyin. So when you have a Chazaka that is Kasher, Chazaka de Meikara, plus a Rive that is Kasher, maybe there would not Chayshish for Simpon, because you have Chazaka plus Rive. We're only chayshish for Simpon by a woman where she only has Rai. She has Rai on her side, but she doesn't have Chazak. So Mamela, how can you compare and say, well, if we're chayshish for Simpon by Isha, we should be chayshish by Eved too. What do you mean, be chayshish by Eved too? By Eved, at least by those, the moment Shabbagov, you're right, would be the same. But Nimtza Ganev or Nimtza Lista Mizuyin, all these things, there, he has a chazaka. Besides having Rav, he has chazaka. Who says v'chayshish l'simson with Rav and chazaka? That's the Gemara's Teretz. Right, the Gemara says, if you're going to say out nimtza ganiv, so Teretz is higiyai, there's a Rav. List of Mizuyim, there's no Rav. Nichtav Lamalchus, there's no Rav. Right?
Isn't that what the Gemara
says? It's Rabbi Kivega's kasha. That what?
There is no
simple by a book. But it says because Hanu Kalaislahu, and Rashi tries to argue what that means. It doesn't say because you have a chazak. So this is Rabbi Kivega's kasha. These are, I think, the three shrarakaitin in the Sugi of Simpon. Each one by itself, maybe you can find the teretz, but it makes the whole Sugya, it's such a machudish dika Sugya that chazal. First of all, the word Simpon is such an unusual word that people usually remember it. But besides that the word is unusual, the whole chashash here is such a davar chiddush that it leaves us a little... Now let's see the Gemara and we'll discuss a little of what halachas actually come from this sugya. Let's see. Ben Bagbag Simpon Ba'avadim Leslei. Why? Imum Shebegali Hu Hakachazilei. If you're talking about an Eved has a mum on his face, you could see it. Imishum mum shebeseser. Even if he has a mum under his shirt, he's got whatever, he's got shrim, he's got boils on his body. My nafkalaimina, la malacha kabayla. He's a worker. He's not, if he has under his shirt, so you just make sure he wears a shirt, and that's all. La yechbisle. I, what are you worried? Nimsaganava kubisustus. Maybe he's either a thief. What's taish kubisustus? Rashi says Kubyustus is a kidnapper. Chaisus says Kubyustus is a gambler who goes after people who owe him money. They hide out from him. The Ritva just tries to make Rashi fit with Taisus Kasha. The Ritva says that the gamblers, in the olden days, it says the Ferish and Navi, that if you owed someone money, they would kidnap a person's children and hold them until for Avadim, until it was paid. So he says it could be, he doesn't bring Rashi Taisus, he just says like Taisus, and he says that, and he's a guy named the Fashis in order to enforce his the debt that's owed to him. If they say some gamblers owe money, and some gamblers owe money too. But, okay. At any rate, Gimishum Ganava Kisristus, Higiyai. What's Higiyai? Why is Higiyai? I go buy an Eved.
You sell me an eved, you don't tell me he's a ganav, and now I find he's a ganav, so why can't I give it back? Huh? No? What? Because there's a chazaka. Does Rashi say chazaka? Again, the Gemara says if you buy an eved, you take him home, and he's a ganav, you can't return him. You can't get your money back. He giyai. You're stuck with him. So Rashi says, why he giyai? Haru shalai, the stam eved ganavu. What does that mean? Stam eved ganavu means?
The only reason why he was sold is
because
he
was
marked up.
The only reason he was sold is because he's a ganav.
Most of them
never sold. Most of them sold. No, it is just like. Just like you go in, there's a car, there's an auto store, they used to have other stores. What? No, I have a Knaan that we're talking about.
Yeah.
It says, Rabbi Kivega brings the Farish that we don't say Stam Eved Yisrael.
So you assume there's something wrong with them being sold.
A lot of times they just had the bad luck of living in Africa, and that's why they're. but the Gemara is saying. At the very least, the Gemara is saying that Roiv Ganavim are Avadim. The Ritva actually uses the Lashon that Kulu Gandhi. That every Eved Kanani is a Ganav. Rashi sounds like that. He says it in the Kavanas Rashi. Stam Eved Ganavu means, we say every one, it doesn't have to mean every single one without any exceptions, but it means that Ruba the Ruba of Avadim are Ganavim. And Mimela Higiyai, why Higiyai? Because if he bought an Eved Stam, it includes this type of an Eved. This type of an Eved, the one that's really a Ganav. Okay, now this Gemara has ramifications on Halacha. So let me give you an example. Machne Ephraim. And the Shai will be what to learn from this Gemara exactly. It's Negea buying a car also. When you buy a car, it's got some chesaron. So how many levels of chesroinus are chesroinus? How many, every little problem is a problem? So the question is, from this Gemara we see that there's a certain level of toas, of mecha toas, which higiyai. So let me tell you the Machne Ephraim's case. We'll see if we could try to compare it to other cases. Machne Ephraim has a shaila. Somebody bought an animal to shecht. And he shechted the animal, took it to the sheichet. The sheichet took out the lung, and there was a sircha on the lung, there was a growth on the lung that made the animal treif. Now you have to know that sirchas are very common on animals, on behemagasa at least. A sircha is very common. As a matter of fact, nowadays 60% of the animals have sirchas of one sort or another. And Rabelski took apart a lung last week. There was sirchas on the lung. All over the place. Right? So this person went. He wanted to make a chasnas. He bought an animal. He should have steak. And he shechted the animal. And then he finds it's a sirchas. He goes back to the meicher. He says, it's a mekatos. I bought an animal to eat. And you sell me a treif animal. So the question is, does he have a taino or not? Now, if I ask everyone here, I think everyone here would say something right away. Think about it. There seems to be a very obvious answer, but hold on to it. And let me tell you what the Machne Ephraim brings to Shitas Nirushainim. It seems to me, I hate to say this, the obvious answer is like neither of the two Rishainim. Unless I'm certainly wrong, but somebody will have to explain to me why afterwards. First, let me tell you what says the Machne Ephraim. You had a shayla, right? You bought an animal, you shechted it, you found a sircha, you bring it back, you say, take the animal back, now dead animal back. It has a sercha, it's a mekartos, give me a good one. So the Machne Ephraim is in Hilchis Einah, Ois Gimel. It's a one paragraph piece, very easy to learn inside. He brings from Rabbeinu Ephraim that says that, look, a sercha is shchiach. It's common. If you wanted a guarantee that doesn't have a sercha, you should have said so. Something that's common. You have to make a Tanai. If you don't make the Tanai, so that means you're taking it at the risk. Higiyai, you get it, you're at your risk.
This Rabbeinu Ephraim seems to be exactly Agamara. If you buy an Eved, you know it's common that Avodim are Ganavim. You didn't make it tonight. Higiyai. Rabbeinu Ephraim sounds like exactly Agamara. It doesn't bring Agamara, but it sounds like Mamish Tiskemar. Right? You bought it. A Ganav by an Eved is like a Sircha by an animal. It's very common. And a Meila, Higiyai, that's Rabbeinu Ephraim's Pesach. So Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that it's not a Mekatos. You should next time make it Tanai if you want it Tanai. Maybe you'll agree, maybe you won't agree. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds it's a Mekatos. It's a Mekatos. He brings two rayas that it's a Mekatos. First, let me tell you from our Gemara. In our Gemara, he says, Mamish the opposite, that our Gemara is a raya to him. I told you, Agamar Pashtus is the same as Rabbeinu Ephraim, that Higiyai, it's not a Mekatos. He says, no! Because Ganev, I could be, Kubiustos, is, all of them are that way. Like the Ritvot says, and the way we learn in Rashi. By Ganev, I could be, Siustos, Higiyai, why? Because they're Kulu, all Avodim are Ganovim. So dafka something where they're all ganavim. So there we say higiyai, because you buy your eved, you know you're getting a ganav. Avodim aganavim. So you buy an eved, you know you're getting a ganav. But if it would be anything less than this, if it wouldn't be kulu, then it wouldn't be. Then it's a mekatos. The only reason if you buy an eved and you get a ganav, you have to keep them is because all avodim aganavim. But it's something like a surchus, which is only rive, not all. So it's a mekatos. You could say, I want to give it back. So it comes out now, Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Ramban Pashtus are arguing in the Geder of this Gemara. When the Gemara says, Higiyai, Nimsa Ganav Higiyai, Ramban holds Dafka Kulu, because they're all Ganavim. And the Rabbeinu Ephraim would hold, even if they're Raiv Ganavim, that's also good. Now this seems to be a, like I say, a machlaik, it's nagea lemaisa to everything. Anytime you buy something, and it's got some quirks in the way it works. You know, you buy a used car, and you find something, you come back with a tainu. According to the Ramban, you have the only way, if you find something that's not the way it should be, the only way he can get off the hook is he says they're all that way. There's nothing that's all that way. So, according to the Rabbeinu Ephraim, even if it's rive that way, it's also, let's say, buy a used car. Later on, you find out they rolled back the odometer. So it's a mekatos.
Yeah.
They're not rive that way. They're not rive that way.
They are rive.
Why? I think they're rive that. No. No, right of them are rolled back, I'm saying. And I rolled down. Alright, look, I don't know. What other women are there in cars? I don't know. Oh, now. What? Car had an accident. Alright, I don't know. Is that right? I don't know. How bad an accident? It's hard for me to tell you exactly. But. I'm not getting into the car issue so much as the idea that they're arguing in the Gedarim of how Vayda Mekatos is a De Mekatos. What? Therefore, he didn't know, it's not quite enough, because if you don't know, he's still. If I sell you a car and it comes out that something's missing, I didn't know, it's still not going
to
be
there. You have to ask him. Right.
When we started, I told you that there are two shittas in the Rishayim, and I would have had a third opinion. Let me ask you, wouldn't you all say, if somebody buys an animal, and after he buys the animal, he shefts it, and he finds a serpent along, he says, Mekatos, what would you tell him? What? I think you'd laugh him out. You'd say, what do you mean? Every time you buy an animal, it's impossible to buy
animals guaranteed no sircha. There's no such thing. You can't check the animal until you cut it open. What?
It sounds like a rain of prime.
It's kuluk.
It sounds like a rain of prime. It's
It's not the way Machner Frayim brings it. The way Machner brings, he says, a davar hashchiach, it's shriach, and since it's shriach, therefore, what do you mean because it's shriach? It's not because it's shriach, it's because you'll never know. You'll never know, and if you'll never know, every time you buy an animal, might have a sircha. Is that true? 1 minute, 1 minute. What?
Over here, you change the animals before the wife. You can x-ray it and see it, maybe you put it there.
You can't x-ray and find the sircha. Sirchas are skin. They can't see them. In an x-ray, huh? Unless you get the animal to go into an MRI, maybe. Because you shafted it. Just the opposite. I'm saying it's just the reverse. I'm saying is that any time a person buys an animal, it might have a sircha. It's like buying an estrogen in a sealed box. You know that you're getting it in a sealed box. Whatever you got, you got. Am I, is that what I'm saying correct? Okay, that's different. But I'm talking about the animal. But in the animal case, no, you don't agree with me. An animal, what's the business? That's right. That's right. Well, what's this? A person buys a live animal. The whole thing doesn't, the whole shaila doesn't seem...
Look at the price.
Every animal, since every single animal in the world has a suffix sercha, so every animal has the same price. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not something which is unique to a certain group of animals. Every single animal in the world might have a sercha. Yeah, we'll have to assume that he did, because otherwise Ein Hocham HaMenachah Rai, because they... Let's say he may have said the Feirish. He's an animal. And still, I would think that there's no taina because why? I know you're buying it to eat it. There's no way you can buy an animal to shecht unless you take a chance of sercha. But that's the only way anybody ever buys animals. So if that's the only way everyone any time buys animals, then I'm just selling you like everybody else sells you. I'm selling you an animal just like everybody sells an animal. No, it's every single animal has the same value, which is a suffix. There's no such thing as a live animal, which is when it was alive, it had the same value, didn't it? If I cared, it's a built-in tanai the other way, that everybody who sells animals might be selling a sircha. If anything, the tanai is built in the other way. I'm selling you an animal like everybody sells animals. See, I'm asking to you, if you would have cut open the animal and found that the animal had cancer in the, all over the, inside the body, so you can't eat it. So I would agree with you, even though you can't see it when it's alive. But nevertheless, it's something which not everybody, it doesn't, it's not something which enters the mind of a person who buys an animal. But a sircha, most animals have sirchas. A person buys an animal, he knows he's doing it.
Because
he's saying a shriach.
Right. I thought the nachmina was even like a type of trait, but that's not shriach at all. It's in 0.2% of animals.
Yeah.
And this animal has it. Now we get close enough to
just the language is the psak is certainly like Ben Ephraim. Just the language that he should have made it tonight, it just sounds. I mean, it's true he should have made it tonight, but all right. What should I tell you? If you want to say it's what Ben Ephraim means, either of them, not best. It just sounds like the whole nidain is missing something. The whole nidain of a sircha. This is the Machlaikis, the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim himself likes the Pesach of Rabbeinu Ephraim better. He has other tainus on the Ramban. There's a different taina on the Ramban, which you can see inside. Okay. So Adkan, this is the Machna Fry. Now, from this, I want to go to a stipler. But I want to be done the stipler seriously. I mean, it's a type of stipler that everyone can make fun of. But Bekavid Reish, it's a... The stipler's nidain has to do with shiduchim. With his particular circumstance, and it can be done. His circumstance is a circumstance where a person has a type of mum, where he has a reason to believe that he'll never be able to get married. The particular mum he's talking about is a person who is missing one of the two bayim, which medically is not a problem, because the person can be male children just fine. The person doesn't need two. The person needs one, and they're just as fertile, just as able to have children. However, he's a machlekes rishayim if he has a din petzua daka. If he's allowed to get married, al pi din. And the halacha is with Saimech on Taisa Shita, who holds that nitl echa min abayim is mutter, because it's a shasat chak. Ikra din, we've been passing like Taisa, but it's obviously a shasat chak, otherwise he can't get married. So we pask in that he's permitted to get married. So they asked the stipler a shaili. You can see from the letter, from the piece in the Kilos Yaakov, it's in Yevamis, Simen Mem Dalet. You can see it's a letter to somebody. He refers to the shail. They asked, do they have to tell people, when it comes to Shaduchim, do they have to tell people, you know, he has this thing, which makes him, it's only mutter if they get married, Bishas Tatchak, being Simech and Taisa Shit. Most people are not going to want to marry somebody. Why get involved in a shidduch where it's only like Rav Rishayim, he's not allowed to get married, and only like Taisus is allowed to get married, and you're being Samech, most people wouldn't want to. So the question is, yeah, this is on the woman, right? So most people won't want. So he has here a mum, which he has reason to believe people won't want to marry him, but it's not a mum which will make a fine husband. It's not a mum that's... It's just, and then there's a problem. It's this type of mum. So he has the stipler, does he have to tell? So how does the stipler done? The way he's supposed to be done, such a shayla. He looks to find in the Gemara a similar case that you could compare. Right? We have to find a similar case in Gemara, and we'll try to compare one case to another. So he finds a similar case in Yevamis, Daf Mem Hei. The Gemara there talks about a man whose mother is a Yid and father is a Goy. Akum Habal Bas Yisrael. A Goy married. A Goy was born on the Bas Yisrael and they had a child. And nobody wants to marry this child. Nobody, no Yid is interested who wants to marry someone whose father is a Goy. So nobody wanted to marry him. So the Gemara says, I think it's Rav Yehuda who says, if he would come to me, I would tell him, Zil Atmaru. I tell him, go move to a different city where they don't know you. And pretend that you're a regular person with normal yichus. And then they'll read your shidduch and you'll get married. So we see from that Gemara that you don't have to tell. That this mum that you don't have to tell is mum dika yichus. It's yichus dika mum. Why not?
What?
What's the mum? The mum is that father's a guy. Yichus is a mum. The Gemara brings that one of the Tamarim said that even if he would be a Tamar Chacham by Yeshua ben Nun, I wouldn't marry my daughter to him. Father's a guy. Yichus also. I don't think he's referring to Halacha Kamum. I think he means... The point is, the Matthias was nobody wanted to marry. So, what? So the question though is, what's the hesber in his not having to tell? That's what the stipler has done. What's the hesber? Why doesn't he have to tell? So in the stipler he has his pshat and he has the pshat of the shayel, the person who has the shayla and his pshat. Let me tell you first the pshat of the shayel, because that has a shaychis to asugi and to the machna frame. The shayel time is, you know why you don't have to tell in that Gemara? because psula yichus are a davar ashkiach. Questions about yichus are normal things. Normally people should ask about yichus. If a person doesn't ask, he didn't make it tonight, so he was mekabel anafshei, higiyai. If he didn't ask, he was mekabel anafshei. Memela, the shayel holds. Now if you have this pshat, it's a chumra akula. It's a chumra. He's saying the only time you can withhold the information is something that's shchiach, they should have asked. And since they should have asked, so the higiyai. Nice, but they should have asked him about his yichus. They should have asked about the family. And they have to ask him, is your father a guy? But they should have asked, where's your father come from? You know, and he might have answered, your father comes from Minsk, you know, and it's just this is a guy. But anyway, this is his pshat. And he says, Mimele, the case of Suadaka, which is not shchiach. So it's not shchiach that you should have to tell. That's the das, the sheet of the shayel. The stipler is mefakfek on this pshat. He says, who says that if you could have asked, you should have asked, you didn't ask, it means higiyai. Who says such a thing? Where in the Rishayim do we find? He talks a little about one case in the Rishayim. He says, where do we find such a thing in the Rishayim that if you didn't ask, higiyai? Now, the stipler's kasha, if he would ask me, where do we find such a thing in the Rishayim, I would tell him, there's a Rabbeinu Ephraim in the Machna Ephraim. Machna Ephraim brings the sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says, mamish these things. You should have asked if you didn't ask, higiyai. It sounds like this is the Machna Ephraim, the Rabbeinu Ephraim.
That's
still my right. It's true. Maybe the sircha is right, the stipler held here, it's different because it's not right. Could be, that's a chelik. The stipler himself has a different pshat, a mechudish dik pshat. He says that by mekach tos, there's a difference between marriage and buying things. By buying things, the geder of mum is much more chomer. Why? Because when you buy something, let's say you buy something and it has a mum. So afterwards you go with a taina. So let's say it's a kind of mum which you have to be makabel. See makabel. But if the meicher would say, I'll do lefnei mishuras hadin, I'll take it back, you'd be very happy. You'd be very happy. Let's say you buy a car and it's got some mum in it. You buy a machine, it's got some mum in it, which is not a major mum, and it's the Lepachas Mekdeya. No. So you have to be a Kabbalist. But if he'll say, I'll make it up to you, you'll be very happy. You'll give it back. You'll get a good one. He'll exchange it. That's true by things. By marriage, by people, it's not that way. The person who gets married, so before you ever read the Shidduch in the first place, every little thing matters. But once a person's married, so the mumin don't matter. You don't say, I found a mum. All right, it's a kind of mum, I stay married. But if you volunteer to exchange, I'll exchange it. You know, there's no... Mum has what the stipler calls a kesher chiba. There's a relationship. Marriage has a relationship. But once the relationship is there, so the mumin, you know, they don't even matter. You know, I had surgery on my leg, and... After that, I started limping. So my wife told me, you know, it's good I didn't have it when I was a bacher. Because, you know, if I would have limped around when I was a bacher, it would have, you know, shot some shidduch. But now, you know, once you're married, it doesn't matter anymore. It's not a... It doesn't matter anymore. Nothing matters. But it's a... That's the stipler's side. So the stipler says, that's why, if it's a kind of mum, which even after a person's married, a mum gomor, they'd be makbid. So then a mum gomer, there's no question that, but the thing is, not a mum gomer, well, once someone is married, they wouldn't be makbid. Certainly, if somebody's already married, chas v'sholem, he gets one of the mumin, he can only stay married because it's a shas adchak. If the person's already married, he becomes a p'tzua daka, lo yaleinu. He's a married man for many years, he becomes a p'tzua daka, he's also, so, and it's mutter b'shas adchak. So just like for him it's mutter b'shas adchak, for his wife it's mutter, she'd stay with him because same shas adchak. So in such a mum, that's the stipler's decide that you don't have to be megala. However, the
taina, it would just seem to me, in putting the Machna Frank together with the Stipler, that the pshat of the shayel, he doesn't write who he is, but whoever the shayel was, his pshat, that you don't have to tell because anything you don't make it tonight, that shkiach, and you didn't ask, it seems similar to Rabbeinu Ephraim, unless you say, like you were saying, that Rabbeinu Ephraim only means something that's raiv, like a sircha, not something that's occasional. Akoponim, it's a kishmak shakavataria, which is all tied to this higiyai. Let's see, the Gemara goes on. Mayamrit. So what other moon could you have by an event? List the Mizriyim, Aynichtav Lamachus. Hanu Kala Islu. So out of Kala Islu, Rashi says higiyai. And Taisus argues that since it's kalis, lois lo shchiyah, so not chayshish for that type of simple. Okay. Mechti bein lamar bein lamar lo yachla my beinayik beinayik kibul masav aholach, where it's not shayach in any of these three cases. Either kibul is not shayach simple, masav aholach is not shayach ula. That'll be enough gemina. There's one more interesting tshuva about shaduchim from this gemara. I saw it in the Chelkas Yaakov, Simon Pei, Evan Ezra Simon Pei. Yeshiva does not have in the shelf the new prints of Chelkas Yaakov. The new prints are divided, Rechaim Yaradei Chesh Mishmat Evan Ezra. I'm not sure, I couldn't find it. Look quickly, I couldn't find it. But I have the old print, the new prints, Simon Pei. He has an interesting kasha on the Gemara. He asks, you can't find Simpon by an Evid, Mekatos by an Evid. I could find one. Shonim. Let's say you go to buy an Evid. You ask how old's the Evid. They tell you the Evid's 25 years old. Fine. You buy the Evid. And when you get his birth certificate, you see he's 35 years old. L'chayr that's a mum. Right? Ben Shleishim is L'chayach. You know, he's 35 years old. He's not a 25 year old. Right now, he could do whatever he could do. I mean, I saw what he could do, and I tested him out. Just like you take a car for a test drive, and some of the effort they also took for a test drive. So right now, he's what he is, but he's got 10 years, you know, he's 10 years older. Why isn't that? Why are we chayshish for Simpon, for Shonim? That's his, that's the kasha he asks. And from that, he wants to be mechadish, that Shonim doesn't have a din mum. When you look at the person, you see the person you got. It could be that if he's if he's an old man and he dyed his gray hair black, somebody'd be made. But if it's you look at him and he didn't disguise himself, and whatever he looks like, he looks like. So you look at a person, he has a range of age he could be. So if you're off by a number of years, so age Shonim is not a mum. That's what he learns from this Gemara. And from that he takes a big jump. He says, Memela by Shiduchim too. If Shonim, if a woman is the age where she can't have children anymore, so then that's certainly a mum. That's not because of the Shonim, it's because she can't have children. But otherwise, his example is a 5-year difference, he says. It's not a mum. It's not a mekartos. He doesn't say Kabbalah in the first place, but he says it's not a mum, it's not a mekartos, it's not a chayz.
She's 35 and says she's 30, she only has 5 more years.
Yeah, so she says, well, not only that, even if she's 25, she says she's 30, she has less years. She only has... Why? She still has 5 less years. What? Maybe wants to have more children. So here's rise from this Gemara, because by Evet, if he's 35, and he's 25, so he has 10 less years. The work, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about work. How many years of work am I going to get? How many good years do you get work out of an Evet? Well, the same thing. It seems that if the way he is now, you see him, you get him. What'll happen in the future? Who knows? Who knows? Some people at 60 are stronger than other people at 50. So. What? It's the same thing. Who knows? Some people, what'll be in the future? Right now, she's right. Who knows? There's some people who are women are 30 years old and for some reason they're unable to have children anymore. So who knows? So. Right, this is what he says. It seems like a very big jump. But his kasha is a good kasha. What about the mum of Shonim? So I'd like to tell you a teretz that maybe is good. Tell me if you agree with me. A assess the issue. Shanim should be a mum, even though there's nothing wrong right now. But it has less years of... When you buy an Eved, you can own the Eved forever. We're talking about Eved Kanani.
Right.
So how many years of use does he have?
Right. Age is an issue that's going to be later on, not now.
You know, when you buy a car, if it has 40,000 miles or 20,000 miles, right now there's not the big difference. But down the road, it's going to be a big difference. Because when it'll hit the, you know, the 70, 80, 90, when it starts to... They'll hit a girl sooner. That's why it's really a big sad that Shanim should be a Mumbayna. I'd like to chazal with you something I told you earlier this year about Mekartos. There are three types of Mekartos. Remember I told you something like that? What? Last year? We didn't have it yet this year. Sorry. Last year. There are three types of Mekartos. There's one Mekartos where I sell you wine, and when you open the barrel, you get home. It's not wine at all. It's vinegar, or it's orange juice. If I sell you wine, and it's not wine, it's something else, that's an absolute mekartos. Not only you could be chayzer, I could be chayzer, either side. You give me money for a barrel of wine, you come home, it's orange juice. Orange juice is cheaper. So you say, I'm willing to take it. If I want, I can say, no, I want it back. Because that's not a mekach at all. If I sell you wine and it comes out of its vinegar, so that's not a mekach, period. So that's one type of mekach, which is in Gansen, totally not a mekach. Then you have a second type of mekachos. Mochar yafa is v'nimtzu rois. It's taka what I sold you. But it's inferior quality. It's not the quality that you would have wanted. Right? You come into my store, and I sell you bread, I say it was baked today. You come home, and you can tell the bread is a couple of days old. That would be totally spoiled, it would be the first type. It's a day old, so it's edible. Mochar yafais v'nimtzu rois, the din is, that the one who's cheated could be chayzer, but not the one who benefited. Because mochar yafais v'nimtzu rois, it's a mechira. It's a mechira, it's just missing the gemiras das of the buyer. It's missing the gemiras das of the buyer. So if he decides to be gemir daita, then it's a mechira. So if he says, I want it, so he wants it. Even if the seller says, no, I want it back, he can demand it back. Because it's a mechira, it's just missing something.
Would that work the other way also?
What? The other way too. The other way too, right?
So the
both ways. That's why I say, whichever one is cheated, right? If I sell you something that's really much better than what I said I was selling, so I can take it back. Then there's a third type. The third type is if it's chaser b'minyan or b'mishkal. Let's say I sell you 5 pounds of flour. You come home, you weigh it. It's 4 pounds. You come back, you say, I want to give it back. I say, I want to give it back. I want to give you another pound. Could you force me to take back the 4 pounds? The halach is you can't. Something that's missing b'minyan or b'mishkal, you can't undo the mechira. Mechira is a mechira. The yashlim, I just have to give you whatever is missing. I have to be mashlim, whatever is missing. That's the yashlim. Okay, so we have three types of mekatos. One where it's not a mechira at all. Machayayim and imtsachayimitz. One where it's a mechira, but the person can tie it to mekatos and give it back. Like machayafais and imtsarais. And the third type of mekatos is chaser b'minyanu b'mishkol, where the din is it's a mechira, no one could be chayzer, have to be mashlim. Now, if I sell you an evet, and I say he's 25 years old, and you say afterwards I sell you, you find out he's really 35 years old, so you're tying to mekartos. What type of mekartos is it? Which category? Now the first one it certainly isn't. It's not machayayin v'nimtzachaymitz because he's an eved. Nitaka could work the way I showed you. So we could clear. It could be it's machar rois v'yafes v'nimtzarois, or it could be it's chasam b'minyan u'b'mishkal. I would think it's chasam b'minyan u'b'mishkal. I'll tell you why. Because I sold you an eved. He can work exactly the way I showed you. I showed you what he can do, and he can do it. He can do it. You needed an Eved to pick apples. I showed you he's picking apples. He can do exactly what I told you. Just what?
In the number of years you're going to get out of him, it's most likely you're going to lose. His value is less. So, well, Yashlim, I could be mashlim to you, the difference in value between the 25-year-old and the 35-year-old. Now, I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure, but it's gan shayach. The way I'm saying. Now, I'm less of a chiddush than the Chalkis Yaakov. The Chalkis Yaakov said it's not a mekatos at all. It's not a mekatos at all. He says neither of the three. I'm saying is, it's not mukhrach. It could be it's number three. What's a nafkamina if it's number three? You know what the big nafkamina is? Like I've been eating truma. If I sold this evet to a kayin, I sold the evet to a kayin. If it's number two, so it'll be a mekartos. If he ate truma, he ate it shalai kedin. Because the evet goes back. But if it's the type of mekartos number three, so I'd be afraid of shanim. I'm not afraid of shanim, because he can eat truma. Even if I lied in the shanim, it's only the yashlim. I have to pay back the difference in value. But the Eved remains the Eved of a Kayin. So it's very geschmack. The Chalkis Yaakov is, why does an Agamara say Mum of Shanim? That he can't eat Truma because we be Chashish for Simpad for a Mum of Shanim. It's a very geschmack of Teretz. A type of Mum which wouldn't undo the Mekach. It would only be Yashlim. I have to fill in the difference in value. There I could let the Eved eat Truma. Because even if it turns out as a Mekach Tos, the Eved could eat truma, because even if it's a mekatos, he remains the Eved of the buyer, who's a kayin, and I only have to be mashlim the value. So this would answer the kash of the Chalkis Yaakov without coming on to his big chiddush that shanim is not a mum. Shanim is not a mum. So this is what would come out from this sugya. Okay, it's a time of the year where everybody has to be mechazik themselves, especially those who just went through finals. You finished the finals? They're still going on. Finished? Finished. So guys, you know, v'yischazik, Yisrael, v'yeshev alamita, you know, you gotta be mechazik yourself. Especially from here to Yudal Aramid Beis, where the Gemara goes quickly. There are a few sugyas we'll spend time on, but basically from here to Yudal it goes quickly. Make sure you cover the Gemara, Rashi, Taisvis. You should turn to the ones that are Halacha Gemaras. You should turn to the Rosh and the Ram as well. And we're going to be moving more quickly for the next 2-3 days.